Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
You know, her lyrics go from songs like "The only way out is to walk over me." Just to prove that I love you, I'll crawl at your feet.
You can't really mandate things that are supposed to happen 25 years from now. So there's lots of steps.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Oh. There's lots of steps that have to happen along the way, and we have to shepherd those along.
Trials are so rare nowadays, and they're becoming more and more rare, and there's been a proliferation of alternatives to trials.
Interesting. What is that? What would an alternative to a trial look like?
A shootout in the street?
A duel?
Today, we'll sample three podcasts. Get set for Dolly Parton's America, Climate Conversations, and Wild Conjecture. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. There's a Chevy jingle from the 70s that lists baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet as the most quintessential American icons. Well, if there had been room for one more in the jingle, it would have been Dolly Parton. For as long as most of us have been alive, Dolly Parton has been the face and the voice of the American cultural experience. Her music unites people from all walks of life. But why? Where does this staying power come from? You can find out in the 9-part WNYC Studios production, Dolly Parton's America. Hosted by Radiolab's Jad Abumrad, Dolly Parton's America is a deeply personal, historical, and musical rethinking of one of America's greatest icons. Dispelling any notion that the radical lyricist is simply a punchline, Abumrad dives into all the details of her storied, complicated career, from her songs about banned topics like abortion and domestic abuse, to her more joyful but equally genius tunes. In just 9 heartfelt episodes, Dolly Parton's America paints a picture of an artist and a nation full of contradictions. Here's a sample from the first episode of Dolly Parton's America titled Sad Ass Songs. The first installment starts with a simple question: how did the queen of the boob joke become a feminist icon? Helen Morales, guest and author of Pilgrimage to Dollywood, has a simple response. The answer is in the lyrics.
If you look at the lyrics from the Sad Ass Songs of 67, 68, 69, 70, up until now, you see a progression that is the progression of women in America.
You know, her lyrics go from songs like "The only way out is to walk over me." Just to prove that I love you, I'll crawl at your feet.
And just to prove that I love you.
I still can't believe that.
That's a little BDSM, actually.
Exactly. The pleasure is in being treated badly. And then she moves on to songs that really are calling men out for cheating on women, for behaving badly. You don't know love from Shinola. One of the great lyrics. And you ain't worth the salt in my tears. Women are angry about whether pleasure is in leaving men or in being angry. And then in the final one, she moves on to songs where men are less important, and it's just about women improving their lives.
And what's a good example of that phase?
Well, things like, you know, some of her most recent music, Change It.
Hello, I know you've got
a world of problems and you think you can't do anything to solve them. But I'm here to tell you, you can. Something got you down. Got you chained and bound. Well, break it.
Face it.
If you've built a wall and know it needs to fall, then shake it.
Yes. Replace it.
Something that, you know, is damming up the flow. Tear the dam down, dam down. Let me explain it. If you don't take the reins, it's going to stay the same. Nothing's going to change if you don't change it.
So the progression is basically from these very vivid portraits of misery to fight songs to this third phase, which is our songs that maybe they're a little more self-helpy. They're certainly not just about men and women anymore. Oftentimes, there's no men involved. And sometimes you don't get the vivid detail of the sad-ass songs, but what you get instead is a kind of relentless optimism, a relentless hope.
That was Dolly Parton's America from WNYC Studios. Take your own pilgrimage to Dollywood on Dolly Parton's America, available on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. The world is facing an existential threat on a scale that's never been seen before. Climate change threatens every aspect of our existence, from the air we breathe to the places we call home. But such a big problem can be tough to wrap your head around and even tougher to solve. Well, thankfully, we're in the fight together. That's especially the case on Climate Conversations, a climate change podcast from MIT Climate. It's a community of MIT scientists, researchers, and alumni working to encourage the dialogue on the looming threat. Featuring some of the world's leading experts from a number of climate-related fields, Climate Conversations brings you meaningful, intelligible discussions from the forefront of our collective climate change knowledge. Big problems often call for lots of little solutions, which you'll find in the dozens of intriguing interviews. After just a few episodes, you'll be fluent in the topic of climate change. Here's a snippet from the episode of Climate Conversations featuring Cambridge City Councilman Quentin Zondervan. After spending much of his life as a climate activist, Zondervan joined the show to talk about why he made the change from activist to policymaker in his continued fight against the climate change.
As we all know, you've been a climate activist for now decades.
Yes.
Why then become a Cambridge City Councilor?
Well, that's a great question. I think there's at least two aspects to it. One is kind of to consolidate some gains. You know, I've been able to institute some changes.
In the city?
In the city from the outside. And so now trying to solidify them more from the inside so that they really have staying power and, you know, continue to make deeper changes. And then also to take advantage of that platform to make other changes that may be harder to do from the outside, or that are harder to do when you don't have people like me on the inside who are more receptive to it.
What's an example of, so when you said you're working from the outside, what were you doing specifically?
So, you know, one of our more famous examples is the Net Zero Action Plan that we brought about.
It's a citizen-driven thing?
Yeah, so that was a citizen zoning petition in 2013 that became a task force process that went on for a year and a half. And then out of the task force came the Net Zero Action Plan that was adopted by the City Council in 2015. And that's a 25-year action plan. So in some sense, it was a great success because we really got our agenda to be the city's official policy, which is fantastic. It's a 25-year action plan. And so it's very easy to imagine that things don't happen, or they don't happen as fast as we would like, or, you know, they get taken in a different direction.
It's just a plan. There's no teeth in it. Say, like,
well, yeah. Right. I mean, you can't really mandate things that are supposed to happen 25 years from now. So there's lots of steps.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Oh. There's lots of steps that have to happen along the way, and we have to shepherd those along. So that's an example where I've made the change. Now I have to help consolidate it.
From the podcast, Climate Conversations from MIT Climate. You can hear plenty more of these inspiring, thoughtful, and eye-opening discussions on one of the world's most important issues on Climate Conversations. Available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. If you feel like life is just a daily shot in the dark, you might find some company on our featured local Cincinnati podcast, Wild Conjecture. Friends Eddie, Matt, and Tom have come together for a loose, friendly conversation about the human condition. Here's the kicker, though. None of them have any idea what they're talking about. It's all just wild conjecture. From philosophy to TV shows to the origins of colloquial phrases, the guys of Wild Conjecture will do their best to tell it like it is and then spend the rest of the time conjecting and correcting each other. So if you're looking for a podcast with 100% verified facts and empirical evidence, look elsewhere. For the rest of you, there's Wild Conjecture. Check out this sample from the recent episode of Wild Conjecture featuring the rare but occasional guest. On the episode, the guys welcome attorney Andrew Pace to talk all things legal and illegal. He joins the show to talk about how and why we have laws, some cool Latin law words, and the common misconceptions we have regarding the daily life of a lawyer.
There are many people who go to law school thinking that they're going to be some swaggering trial attorney, and that really doesn't exist anymore. Laws, the study of law and the practice of law is far more boring and grueling and tedious and soul-crushing than acting like a swaggering trial attorney.
Yeah. So what drew you in? Were you aware of that prior to going to law school, or did you kind of come to terms with that later?
You could probably read with swagger, though.
That's true.
Page 470.
With my highlighters laid out.
Yeah, yeah.
Steve Song's going in his head the whole time.
No, I didn't go to law school thinking that I was going to be, say, a prosecutor or a criminal defense attorney that was in trial all the time. Hmm. I thought I'd be doing more trial work, but trials are so rare nowadays, and they're becoming more and more rare, and there's been a proliferation of alternatives to trials.
Interesting. What is that? What would an alternative to a trial look like?
A shootout in the street?
A duel? They're called alternative dispute resolutions. There's like arbitrations or mediations.
Yeah, mediation I've heard of, yeah.
Mediation, gotcha. Yeah, yeah,
love
yeah,
some
yeah.
mediation.
Essentially, trials.
Oh, just kidding.
Everybody thinks that trials
that's
is
meditation.
Oh, right. Yeah, sorry.
People think that trials are like Judge Judy. Everybody shows up to court. I'll tell my side of the story. You tell your side of the story, and Judge Judy will say something
sassy. Yeah, she's got that sass.
Drop some Judy wisdom on you.
And that's the exact opposite of how they work. They're actually extraordinarily structured and precise and technical procedures that are very time-consuming and often, how do I say this, seem counter to your common sense, and that's what people find so frustrating about it. So there's been a lot of these alternative dispute resolutions where essentially people just get thrown in a room, the adversaries, the two parties that are fighting or have a dispute, and an arbitrator sits in between them and says, what's your side? What's your side? Here's generally what the law says, or generally this would be the outcome if we had a trial, and it's far more efficient and less costly and less time-consuming.
Mm.
What do you think is more accurate, Law and Order or Judge Judy?
get to the heart of the issue here.
This is,
Judge Judy, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, yes.
Because nice. Judge Judy...
That's actually real, right?
She presides over a small claims court, I think. I don't think I've actually ever watched a full episode.
It could
episode,
just be staged.
But there are actual small claims courts. If you have, say, in the state of New York, you have a dispute, you owe me $5,000.
Yep.
I would take you to small claims court, and it would look very light, much like Judge Judy.
Interesting.
So her show is far, far more accurate.
Okay.
Wow. Shout out to Judge Judy, doing it right.
Let's add her.
Get teaching the people.
Our local Cincinnati podcast feature, Wild Conjecture, in the local podcast spotlight and now available on the Start Here collection from Cincinnati Public Radio on WVXU.org or on the Cincinnati Public Radio app. Each week, we take a look at the Apple Podcast charts to see what podcasts are new or up and coming around the nation via iTunescharts.net. Well, sneaking into the top spot this week is a very unique true crime podcast with the story of Rodney Alcala, who won a popular TV show called The Dating Game back in the 70s. What no one knew was that he was a prolific serial killer in the middle of a cross-country murder spree. He hid behind normal jobs like a typesetter, a summer camp counselor, but a one-time appearance on the game show helped to lead to his capture. From the makers of Dirty John and Dr. Death, The Dating Game Killer, now at the top of the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about The Dating Game Killer and the other podcasts we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.